your spirit, Lord, we pray. Lord, we need you tonight. God, come, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Maybe one or two would lead out in prayer, and God would do that. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come, Lord. Lord, we need you. We long for your presence, oh God. Long for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Lord, your word says that the desert places cry out for the great rain. Lord, you see the vacant places in our hearts, the voids, the sorrows, the needs, Lord, things that have to be changed. We thank you, Lord, that you've come in and pardoned us by the power of your blood. But thank God you've shown us that we need more. We need more of you, Lord. Not teaching merely, not intellectual understanding, but we need a transformation in our spirit. We need a new nature, a nature that you created for us, a nature that you forged in your time there on earth, and you intend to impart that to us, Lord. Lord, we lift up our hearts to you tonight. We're asking you to open heaven above us. We're asking you to pour out your Holy Spirit on this land, Lord. Send a revival in our hearts, a revival in our homes, our relationships, our children, Lord, our churches, Lord. Every place on this camp, Lord, you see the great need. It's that need that calls for you. We call to you tonight, Lord. Come and fill this empty place.
Lord, you are crying. God, we're desperate. Lord, we need you, God. We need you, Lord. God, give us a hunger for you. A hunger in our hearts, Lord, first for you, Lord.
Jesus, your word has called us to be a living sacrifice and to present ourselves before you. So God, we put ourselves on the altar tonight, Jesus, and we ask that you would come and pour out your spirit on us, God. We are ready, we are willing, we are in need of you, Jesus. And so we pray, Lord God, that that power of Pentecost would come upon us, Lord Jesus, tonight. God, that we would be reminded of your goodness, reminded of your love, reminded of your power, God. That we would be in your presence tonight, Lord Jesus, and that we would be aware of all that you're doing in our hearts, Lord, and in our midst. Lord, that even tonight, Lord God, that you would continue to work as we lift up those, Lord, in our hearts, Lord, and as we intercede on behalf of others, God, that chains would even begin to break tonight, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that you come to places that are prepared, Lord Jesus. And so, like John the Baptist, we just say, prepare the way of the Lord. So God, we prepare our hearts for all that you have for us tonight.
Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, O God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, have your way, Lord. Number 51 in a white hymnal.
Draw me.
Yes, Lord, draw us near tonight. Lord, draw us near. Draw us near, O God, we pray. Lord, we long for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We've been called into his very presence tonight. Lord, we come. Lord, we come. Fold us closer, O God. Lord, we come. Jesus, Jesus. Lord, open our eyes tonight that we might see the beauty of your holiness. Oh God, open our eyes to see your glory tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Lord, you.
We pray for the old world. We pray for the village. That Jesus, you would do something very precious there last night together. We thank you, Lord, how you have kept them in such a spirit of unity. How you have drawn their hearts together, bound them together with love and friendship. And we pray, Lord, that you yourself would go down into the midst. Lord, and walk among them.
Yes.
Lay your hand on them. Set things right in their souls. Minister to them, Jesus. Only you know what they have going on in their hearts, their homes. Lord, their needs, their cries, their desires. Jesus, you know it all. And we would pray, God, come down. Open the heavens, oh Lord, come down upon them. Minister, oh God, as only you can. We pray, Lord, you'll seal the work that you have begun in their hearts and souls. Jesus, that they shall know you for themselves. Every one of them will come to know Jesus. It's so real, so precious. But Jesus, that you love them beyond measure. And so, Lord, thank you for your great love to them. And thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness this whole period. How you have been coming to these girls, to the cottagers, Jesus, and even to us on this side of camp. We just thank you, Lord, that you are ministering. And you want to send something into every heart. I pray for the staff tonight, for the guests that will be leaving. Lord, send something into them. Jesus, that you yourself would lay your hand on them. Go up and down these aisles, these rows. Lord, lay your hand on them. Bless them. Minister to them. Don't pass anyone by. Jesus, hear our hearts cry. Come to every heart, we pray. In thy name, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
there are some needs that have been shared with me just in the past couple hours. Some that are very serious and really need God's intervention. So maybe we could just take a moment to pray. I know there are needs in this room that are weighty, burdensome. Some things maybe you've not shared with anybody. I believe God wants to come to us. Lord, I pray for these two particular needs that really just come up today. Lord, desperately need your intervention. Your wisdom, Lord, miracles. God, we thank you that we can come to you in our time of trouble. We've heard already, Lord, you never fail, you never forsake. You're fully aware, never caught off guard. So we trust in your sovereign hand, O God. We stand on your promises. You said that you do all things well to those who love you. And for those who are called according to your purpose. Lord, for these that have their heart toward you, looking to you, O God, we pray now that you would do things that seem beyond impossible right now. We pray for your mercy, Lord. We pray for your strong arm to sustain them, Lord, through great trials. We pray, Lord, for your glory to be seen. Lord, in all of our lives, despite what we face, that it wouldn't just be for our benefit that we find help and relief, but God, that the glory of God would be seen at work in us and in our lives. And so, God, we ask that you would work that on behalf of your children, for your sake. I pray, Lord, that you bring peace to hearts, dear Lord, that are going through great valleys. Let them fully experience that your rod and your staff are comforting. God, we thank you for who you are. Your word says that you are good and you only do good. So we hold on to you, to your character, to your person. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 So if I could say officially, on behalf of camp, Brother Paul had to go back down to the city for a couple of days, which is why you haven't seen him here. He'll be back tomorrow. So I'll say thank you unofficially for camp, for those of you who have especially served here this first period, for your heart for God, for your love for one another. You have blessed us, and I know you have blessed God. You know, we can do that. We can bless God, not just with our words, but in our lives. And so I know God is blessed as we offer the sacrifice of ourselves to him. And so thank you so much. Obviously, camp doesn't exist without those who are serving faithfully. So we pray God's blessing upon you. Some of you are staying for a long time this summer. others of you are getting ready to leave this weekend. And so we just want to say thank you, not just on behalf of camp, but thank you personally. My wife and I have been so blessed by all of you in conversations that we've had, in times of worship, your testimonies, and just getting to know some of you a little bit better, reconnecting with some of you that we know. It's a shame that we have to wait a year sometimes to see each other and enjoy each other. But thank God for these opportunities that we have. For all of you who have been here, maybe not on staff, but you've been faithful in bringing faith and joining in the meetings and sharing what God has put on your heart and your prayers and your love, all of these things. It's what makes camp camp, right? The work of God, the presence of God, and also how he expresses himself through each of us who are filled with his Spirit. And so thank you. Thank you for your grace and long-suffering toward me in this day of technology. It was bad enough when it was just audio, but now you see yourself on live streams and you get to watch and hear yourself preach. Sometimes I try not to do that, but sometimes it happens. And then I just feel really bad for those who have to endure. And this has been a marathon for 2 weeks. Thank you for your open heart to what God wants to speak, and for getting beyond the messenger to hear what the Holy Spirit wants us to know of Jesus. So it's been a real blessing. We're not leaving till Monday, my wife and I. So we're not saying goodbye yet, but I know some of you will be. And so we love you. We are so thankful for the body of Christ that's brought together like this. And so God bless you all.